Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The regular U.S. media isn't reporting this news, but multiple foreign central banks are adding to their gold reserves. Several years ago, when Russian leader Vladimir Putin toured the gold vaults, he asked why only 4 million ounces of the reported 16 million ounces of gold reserves were there. He was told that the other 12 million ounces were out on lease, including some to parties who might not be able to return the gold when their leases expired. Putin immediately ordered that the leasing operations be canceled and gold be brought back to the central bank's vaults. Ever since, the central bank has also aggressively added even more gold reserves. These purchases have accelerated since the U.S. government threatened to expand sanctions against Russia. At least some gold purchases are financed by the Russian central bank liquidating some of its holdings of U.S. dollars and U.S. Treasury debt. Today, Russia's gold reserves have quadrupled to 64 million ounces, making it one of the largest gold holdings by any central bank. For the past 15 years, the Chinese central bank has added gold reserves, recently funding them partly by liquidating U.S. Treasury debt. I reported this news 13 years ago, but the Chinese did not admit it until 4 years later. Official Chinese gold reserves today also make them among the largest held by any central bank. However, I am convinced that the actual reserves are far higher, being hidden in the assets of Chinese sovereign investment funds. Even more stunning was the admission earlier this month that the Reserve Bank of India had recently added gold reserves, its first purchases in 9 years. At least part of this increase was paid for by liquidating U.S. Treasury debt. China and India are the world's two largest gold-consuming nations. The U.S. government owes more debt than any other government. With rising demand for physical gold and declining demand by foreign sources to hold U.S. dollars in treasury debt, the price of gold is almost certain to rise in the future while the dollar continues to fall. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.